Good morning and welcome to day 23 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. And if you've stuck with us this long throughout the challenge, you have reached, well over the halfway point. I'm proud of you and want to encourage you to stay with us till the end of Lent, until the end of these 40 days are completed. Today's focus or theme is prayer reps. And Pastor Zach encourages us to get better at praying is by praying, is just to do it. And it's one of those things that the more often you do it, the more comfortable you'll become doing it, the better you'll get at doing it. It's like anything else, learning a new habit, developing a new skill. By praying, you will find the words, the language, you will be transformed, and you'll find that you do get better, that you do have the words, and you may even settle into somewhat of a habit, a form that works for you, and I would encourage you to do that so that when you're praying, you don't always have to worry about how you're praying. Pastor Zach says God doesn't care about how we come, just that we come. And during the Hump Day Hallelujahs this past year, I introduced, it was nothing new, but introduced the idea of praying using the acronym ACTS, which means adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication as a way to format our prayers. Pastor Zach also suggests pray, P-R-A-Y, praise, repent, ask, yield. So there are models, there are ways that you can pray if you don't have a format or a structure in mind or in place and you need those helps or would like those helps. And my guess is over time, if you use them, you won't even need to lean on them so much. Yesterday, I suggested that you use the Lord's Prayer as a model, as Jesus suggested that the disciples do. And that's another way to find the words to use to pray. You can pray the Psalms. The Psalms were written as prayers, as songs, as songs of thanksgiving, as songs or prayers of lament. You may find the language there that you need. In our hymnal, if you have one at home, or even if you don't, our hymnal has prayers in it. Did you know that in our hymnal actually is the morning prayer, the evening prayer, the night prayer, and the responsive prayer? There's also prayers for worship and additional prayers here that if you're struggling to find the words to match what you want to be praying about or what is on your heart, there are plenty of places you can go. And you could even go to the internet and to research prayers about whatever it is that is concerning you today. I think the most important lesson out of today is to just do it, just like the Nike ad said, just do it, begin and continue to do it, and you will grow in comfort. You will grow in, and like I say, comfortability, you'll grow in your ability to find the words, as I'm struggling to do myself as I talk about prayer. Pastor Zach confesses that he doesn't understand himself to be a great prayer. But just like working out, just like anything else you want to get good at, you will all get better the more that we do it. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with me today. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 24 of the Being Challenge. Take care.